to make yourself comfortable and settle your body, mind and inner speech into stillness and quietude as best you can. Ensuring your posture's in a position that you can maintain for at least 20 minutes without discomfort. And if you like, you can put your hand over your heart or other soothing place as a reminder that not only are we bringing awareness to our process, we're also bringing intentions of goodwill, kindness and compassion. And take a few deep breaths, relaxing breaths. On the out-breath, relaxing your body as best you can, releasing tension as best you can. Soothing your body, calming your mind, releasing worrying thoughts and concerns about things not here on the out-breath. And just allowing the breath to settle into its own natural rhythm. Without you making it in any particular way. If it's long, let it be long. If it's short, let it be short. Let the breath be as it is. And let the rhythm of the breath, as best you can, be soothing and calming. Letting your attention be almost caressing your mind, caressing your body. Focusing on the in-breath. Letting yourself savor the sensations of the breathing in. And notice how your in-breath nourishes your body. Breath after breath. Bring you life energy. And on the out-breath, allow that life energy to spread throughout your whole being. Your whole body. As you breathe in, allow your breathing to breathe in something good for yourself. Whatever you need. Perhaps it's a quality of warmth, kindness, compassion, friendliness, strength, courage. Whatever you need right now, allow your in-breath to convey that experience. Breathing it in, and on the out-breath, let it suffuse your body, suffuse your mind, suffuse your heart, from your heart to your being. Breathing in, touching every part of you. Breathing in, breathing out. You may even, if you're a visual type, imagine this breathing in light. These qualities in the form of light. And as you breathe out, allow the light to permeate your being. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in compassion and kindness from a universal source. Breathing out, allowing these qualities to touch you, to soothe you, to heal you, to nourish you, to fill your being. Now you are invited to bring to mind someone whom you love, or someone who is struggling and needs compassion. If you're a visual type, visualize that person clearly in your mind. And if you're not a visual type, imagine that person as best you can. Think of that being as best you can. And begin to offer this well-being to their hearts as well. Breathing in universal compassion. Allowing it to touch your being. Breathing out, allowing it to fill you and radiate from you so it touches their hearts. Breathing in, breathing out, radiating. And if you find the breathing is cumbersome, you can let the breathing go and just imagine compassion coming into you, compassion radiating out from you. Kindness, compassion, care. Breathing it in, breathing it out, or imagining it coming in and imagining it touching the hearts of this other being. This other being. If you feel like you need to focus on yourself a bit more, that's fine, just focus on yourself. Or if you feel like you need to focus on the other being a bit more, that's fine. Do as you feel is appropriate. Focus on the other being. Perhaps if you're a visual type, you can see the other being receiving this lovely warmth of compassion. And them themselves becoming healed, benefiting, being soothed, being supported, being nourished. And if you feel you are able, move this compassion, allow this compassion to radiate to more than one being, to other beings, groups of beings perhaps, other beings. Perhaps radiating in many directions out into the world, wherever it's needed. And so at times more focused on yourself, at times as it is appropriate, more focused on the other. allowing the flow of compassion. Allowing the breath to flow in and flow out, like the gentle movement of the ocean, a limitless, boundless flow, flowing in and flowing out, letting yourself be part of this limitless, boundless flow, an ocean of compassion.